It's mainly surveying brine shrimp populations, helping out with waterfowl and shorebird populations. But our main duty around here is monitoring brine shrimp performances and population and dynamics. So.
Yeah, okay. And so that job, though, started out temporary. You say it moved into then a permanent job.
Correct.
Yeah. And basically the same responsibilities? Or have those changed over the years?
Those have progressed into more or less the same duties. But they have expanded just depending on, say, if we have avian research. I help out with that quite a bit. But we knew so little back then, 16 years ago, plus. And so there was a lot more research going on here and there, whether it was either with brine fly or brine shrimp. You got to start at the beginning to understand the, being it's an ecosystem, you have to start at the beginning to fill in the gaps of all the interconnection of all the species within the lake. And so, yeah, we knew there was brine shrimp out there, but what about them? And yeah, we knew there was brine fly out there, but what about them and how many species and what's their life cycles and such like that. I don't know if that answered the question, but...
Yeah, that's good. Okay, so tell me then what you do in your job. Tell me about your responsibilities and...
My main duties, on average, we're out on the lake once a week, if not more. On average, it's about 52 times a year. We used to have 22 sampling sites scattered around the south arm of the lake. Now we're down to 17 and on the verge of losing more because of the dropping lake elevation. But anyway, we'll go out to those 17 sites. Take a bunch of physical parameters, dissolved oxygen, salinity, temperatures. Collect phytoplankton, chlorophyll, but the main purpose is for us to collect brine shrimp at those 17 sites, bring them back to the lab, enumerate those, and come up with an average density of brine shrimp, and as well as the demographics, how is that population broke up into females, juveniles, pregnant females or gravid females or anopheli, and right down to bring the eggs themselves. And so we'll monitor those all year round, more intensely during the brine shrimp season, just to stay on top of things.